Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You know, when you fall in love with the song and you just really, not so much the beat and the tune and all of that, but when you really listen to the message, amen, I tell you, I don't care how outdated some folks think the song may be, but when you enjoy it and you it just does something for you, it never goes old. I know yesterday we opened up with Open Up My Heart by Yolanda Adams, and today I just felt like we needed a Dear God letter, because sometimes we can find ourselves in a position whereas we forget. So sometimes you have to do a Dear God letter and let him know how much you love him. Let him know how much you appreciate him. Let him know how thankful you are. Amen. If you listen to that song, he said he may not have everything that he wanted. Things have gotten rough. Every dream has not been realized. But guess what? If you're still here in the land of the living, if you're still here with another opportunity, hey, and you have seen this year, amen. This is a day that we've never seen before. This is a year we'll never see again. And if God has blessed you, the crossover, you ought to tell him today, Dear God, I thank you. Write him a Dear God letter. Hallelujah. No murmur and don't complain. Don't think about what you don't have. Think about where you are. Think about your future. Think about where God is going to take you. Hallelujah. God is going to do some wonderful things for us this year. And as we preached on yesterday, your obedience will manifest blessings. Your obedience will manifest blessings. I believe that strongly. Amen. And as I crossed over into this new year, I didn't make no New Year's resolution. Hallelujah. I just proposed in my heart, Lord, I want to do more this year. Lord, I want to get a little bit closer to you. Lord, I want to do your will. What is it, God? Hey, you know, no more shy. What is it that I can do to bring a smile to your face? What is it that I can do for you to be pleased with my life? What is it that I can do to show my fellow man that I love him? What is it that I can do, Lord God? What can I render unto you for all your benefits unto me? I heard Ralph White say last week when he was on the broadcast that he was doing this Freedom Day parade. Hey, glory to God. And he said, this is the day that I set aside. We set aside to remember that God freed us in 1863. So he said, this is a day that I'm setting aside to show God some appreciation. This is God's appreciation. We go to many pastors' appreciation. Amen. But when are we going to set aside a day and say, Lord, we want to appreciate you today? We're not asking you for anything today, God. We just want to tell you thank you. We want you to know how much we love you. Amen, amen. I thank God for just being alive today. I thank him when I see people walking with walkers, and I see them with canes, and, you know, they're not able to see them with casks on their legs, and they have crutches, and they have to hop on one leg. Lord, I thank you for two legs today. I thank you for two arms, two eyes. I thank you for ears to hear. Oh, God, I thank you for my taste buds. I get that I'm not lying in a hospital with tubes going down my throat. Hey, glory to God. We have so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. I thank you because I'm not outdoors. I thank you because I'm not standing at the bus stop in 30 to 40 degree weather. I thank you for heat, God. Oh, God, I thank you because when I closed my eyes last night, I didn't get a bad report. All of my family members are doing well, God. They're not hospitalized. Hallelujah. They haven't had the last rites spoken over their lives. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. We shouldn't worry. We shouldn't fret. Trust God this year. He said your obedience will manifest blessings. Amen. I've already opened with a monologue. Amen. And I'm going to go right on into prayer. Hey, we are already praying right now. We are already giving him thanks. We are already manifesting his name. We are already lifting him up. Lord, we thank you today for another opportunity to come on a time of reflection. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for having another opportunity to lift up our voices and to give you praise. Oh, God, we thank you for all the activities of our limbs. We thank you for a sound mind right now. Somebody's not sound today. Hallelujah, but we're giving you glory, and we're going to give you praise. Oh, God, we're asking you to clean our ears this evening. I believe we're going to have a rhema word. I believe the prophetess have a logos word in our mouth today. Hallelujah, it's a right now word. Hey, glory to God. How many need a word right now? How many need a word in this hour? Amen. We don't know what the 2 o'clock hour is going to be like. We don't know what the 3 and the 4 o'clock hour is going to be like. Oh, but God, we just going to praise you right now because we're in this moment. We're in this moment right now, God. And we feel your presence right now on this line. We're thanking you for the mighty woman of God that is making a sacrifice to come on and minister the word to us today. God, she can be doing something else in this hour, but we thank God that she made a sacrifice on this 7th day in January in the year 2014 to come in fellowship with the saints, come in fellowship with God's people. Oh, we bless you for today, God. We asking you to continue to touch our bodies. Continue to keep her with a right now word. Hey, glory to God. Things may not be everything that we want them to be, God. Oh, but we're blessing you right now because we know they're going to get better. We know they're going to get better because that's your promise to us, God. You said if we delight ourselves in the Lord, you would give us the desires of our heart, God. Oh, teach us this year how to humble ourselves. Teach us how to be patient, God. Teach us how to wait upon you. But while we're waiting, God, we want to pray. While we're waiting, God, we want to push back the plate. While we're waiting, God, we want to get in this word. For you told us to study to show ourselves approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, God, give us a greater discernment this year. Before the enemy can even sneak up on us, God. We want you to fortify us today, God. Put your hands about us, God. Bless our going out and our coming in. Bless us in the city and bless us in the field. Oh, God, open up the windows of heaven today, God. Open up the windows of heaven today and everything that we have need of, God. You said you are a supplier. You said you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We look into you, Jesus. You are our Father, and we are your children, and you're obligated to us, God. You told us to call upon you. You said you would never leave us. You said when our mothers and our fathers us, forsake us. You said you would pick us up, God. We need you right now, God. We don't need you tomorrow, but we need you today, because tomorrow is not promised to us, God. You told us to walk while it was day, for the night cometh when no man can work. We need you today, God. We need you to come on in, God, and touch us, God. Oh, I feel you. Somebody need a touch today. Somebody needs to be encouraged today. Somebody needs to know that God can carry you to your next destination. God can carry you to the next exit. You may be riding on some fumes today. Amen. And you're praying as you're driving. Lord, get me to the next exit. And when I get to the next exit, God, let some money be on this card where I can swipe it and get some gas. God, I bless you today, God. God is trying to get us to that next exit. Hallelujah. Just try to push. Just try to push. Even if you can't see it, hallelujah, just believe it. Believe that it's going to happen. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We thank you for every listener today. We thank you for every caller. We thank you for those that are in the chat room. We thank you for those that are on Twitter and Facebook. We thank you, God. We thank you for our leaders everywhere. Continue to bless this nation, God. Remember the first family. Remember the chief executive officer, President Obama, God. Remember our children, God. Remember our grandchildren, God. As I'm leaving Fresno, God, God, I'm putting my daughter in your hands. I'm putting my granddaughter in your hands, God. I'm putting our friend in your hands, God. Shield and protect Rayel and Meldasia. Why they have a mind to press on and go to school. Bless them as they go to school. Bless them as they return from their school and their jobs, God. Oh, God, bless them, God. Let your blood cover them, God. Everywhere they go, let them be a blessing, God. Oh, God, bless them to get into a good church home, where they can take some time to go and praise you, where they can take some time, God, to lift you up and glorify your name. Oh, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. We come to you as humble as we know how, God. We're leaning and depending on you, God. We're trusting you, God, to see us through. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you glory, God, for what you're doing. Oh, God, we're giving you glory for what we're expecting you to do in Jesus' mighty name. We love you today, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. God, I'm just so honored today to have a young woman that have been preaching and teaching the gospel all over this land, a woman that is a woman that fasts, a woman that has made a life of fasting and praying, a woman that has dedicated her life to you, a woman that is sold out to you, Jesus. There's been some troubled times, but she's still standing. Hallelujah, there's been some disappointments. There's been some setbacks, God, but she's still trusting you, God. Give her the word to speak to your people today, God. Give all right now a word, God, a word that would encourage us, a word that would empower us, a word that would enrich our lives, a word, Lord God, that we can depend on, God. For this word is going to take us through. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but you say my word is forever settled. We thank you for this young woman today. Hallelujah, that's coming to bring the word of life to us today. Hallelujah, she is a pastor, she is a prophetess. Hallelujah, she's an evangelist, she's an intercessor. Hallelujah, she's a girlfriend. She is a sister in Christ Jesus. She is the founder and pastor of Dunamis Ministries, and also the Voices of Evangelism, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. We like to introduce to some and present to others. Speaker for the hour, that's none other than Prophetess Theodora P. Glover. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We said just speak the word, Jesus. Speak the word, Prophetess. prophetess. Hallelujah. You're free on this line. So whatever the Lord have given you on today, we have an ear to receive it. Amen. And we have a mind, hallelujah, to embrace everything that God has given to you to impart to us on today. God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I greet everybody in the name of Jesus. No other name greater than that. And so I hope that everybody is doing well in every place, wherever you are, all over the country. I know people call in from all around, so I just want to say praise the Lord. I want to give honor to God as well as to your host today, the one and only Pastor Adrienne Bernard. We love her and New Destiny Ministries. We love her for what she's doing and what she means to so many of you and also to the body of Christ right now. And so I just thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for the invitation to be invited. And I'm going to share something today that God has placed in my spirit. It's prophetic, but then it's also inspiring and encouraging to all. I'm going to let you in on what God has been saying to me, and I hope that it'll be a blessing to someone else as much as it has blessed me, and you'll be able to move in the place that God is saying. I'm not going to keep you long, but this is something that is, matter of fact, I didn't choose it on my own. God said, literally, I want you to declare this to the people and leave it just as that as I've given it to you. So I won't give you any more than he's given me to give, but I'm going to give you as much as he's given me to give so that it would be a blessing to you. And today, actually, because I'm going to say so many things inspirationally and so many things prophetically, I'm not going to necessarily in totality exegete a text. I'm going to be very clear. I'm not about the text, but what I want to do is just bring a directive to what God has said in prophetic certainty to his word so that he will be able to back it up and establish it. So if you will go with me to the book of Exodus chapter number 10, if you will, chapter number 10, and I believe God's going to bless all of us in some way. The book of Exodus, chapter number 10, verse number 21. And you can, I guess, Pastor Adrian, you can let me know when you're there.
All right.
Okay, good. You're there?
The people should be there.
Okay, good. Okay, I guess we're there. Okay, good. So the book of Exodus, chapter number 20, verse number 21, reads this way. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. And Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his or her place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go serve the Lord, only let your flocks and herds you keep. I'm sorry, be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you. But Moses declared, you must also give us sacrifice and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And even we do not know what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. I'm going to go back up here to verse number 23. they did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his or her place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. The Lord told me to leave you with this, and I hope you somebody will catch it in their spirit, but it's prophetic and it's certain. You may not be able to move. Or you may not be able to. I'm sorry. You may not be able to see. You may not be able to move. But the Bible says that God declares He's going to light your path for you. I'll say it again, so it'll make sense. God says you may not be able to see. Neither will you be able to move. But God told me to tell you there shall be light in your dwellings. He will guide you along the way in this season. God speaks to us. He said, because see, we're moving in a time and a season that we're walking. We're embarking on a new year. And the new year is just 7 days in God's number of perfection and God's number of completion. But the year 2013 was plagued with some with trouble. Just as we're looking at the plagues of this day, they were plagued with trouble. But the Bible says a man or woman born, his life is just but a few days and those filled with trouble. But God promises us that He will be with us. He'll be our guide, our way, and our provision. So we go through 2013. God allows us to live and come in 2014. He offers us a year of promise, but only with the certainty of knowing that He is God and His word is faithful to do so. So everything that we need from God in this next season and this next hour, we have to know with a shadow of a doubt that God promises us that He will be our guide, He'll be our provision, and He will be the way maker for us, simply because there was darkness there in the land of Goshen. There was a time that they could not see, they couldn't move, they had been stalled, but there was a promise that came out of God's word to let them know, I'll be the leader and I'll be the guide. Why? Because anything that God says that He's going to bring to pass, He's going to bring to pass because He has to do it according to His word, simply because He cannot lie. And so now because God cannot lie, He says, what I'll do for you is the same thing that I promised you back in the book of Exodus chapter number 8. I'm going to still see it come to pass in the book of Exodus chapter number 10. And so what does He promise over there? In the book of Exodus chapter number 8, He says, now there, He says, He'll cause flies to come. And He says there, He said, and I'll set apart a land in Goshen that my people may be able to dwell. And then He brings flies so that there will be a way out even in that day, in that time, and He causes a swarm to come. But He has protection that's coming for His people in the midst of darkness and barrenness there. He wants us to be able to hold on. I said, God, I said, which way are you taking your people? I said, which way are you moving us to in this season? God, where do you want me to go? He said, I was sitting earlier today, and I couldn't see my way out. I couldn't move. And normally in Atlanta, it is not 6 degrees, but it has been 6 degrees here. And no, this city could not move a whole lot this morning. Few people were moving. Cars couldn't go. Car doors wouldn't open. Everybody was stagnant. And I was praying, and I said, God, you know the need. You know the situation. You know everything that I'm faced with on today. What do I do? And I couldn't hear anything. And it's gross darkness was all over the place. And I said, God, how would I be able to move out of here? And how are you going to move your people? And so much needing to move in the world today, enterprise, people needing to go to work here and there, miracles needing to take place. God said, don't worry about that, because I've made a promise to give in this time through my word. In the book of Ephesians, I gave fivefold ministries gifts, and I gave them there for the apostle to establish, for the prophet to come. come in and make declaration, for my evangelist to preach, and then for the pastors to come back and be able to set in order a house and establish it as a rock. But there's a pattern here. I gave Noah to build. But right now I'm going to give my people to be able to believe, trust, and with prophetic certainty know that I have a word that is going to bring them out on the cutting edge of everything that's moving that looks like systematic failure. I have my word that is truth and my word that is light and life to guide them. And if they don't believe my word, he said, thy word have I hidden in your heart that you might not sin against me. So in this season and everything that you do, I need you to take my word and hold my word forth and raise it up to me and establish a word to be the only that I've said that it can be in the midst of barrenness. Because if you speak in barrenness and you speak in darkness, whatever you declare, because I am light, I'll allow you to establish light that there shall be light. So everything that I want it to be, he said, I'm going to light your way in this season, but you got to trust me to be able to light your way. I can't light what you don't believe. I can't light what you don't declare. He said, tell the people of God this day here. I said, God, what would you have to say to your people? He said, I don't care what they can't see. I don't care how they cannot be able to move. He said, if they are able, watch this, to believe and trust and know that I'll be a light in their dwelling. And even if they can't see and if they can't move, if they can believe that I'll light it for them, I'll light it for them anyway, because I need you to trust and believe that I'll be that. And it's not a demon in hell. If he said, if I said light, there shall be light. He said, if I said that it'll be moved, it'll be moved. So no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So he comes back. And he establishes himself as a barometer to let us know. He says, now there's light here in Goshen. And I don't care how it's looking in your circumstances and situation. There is no light in the barren place. But I've lit Goshen for you, and I've given the Israelites the best of the land here. Back in Genesis 47, I gave you a promise. And so with that promise in the book of Genesis, I'm still that same God in the book of Exodus, and he said, I'm going to continue to establish my people. New Testament Bible, he says, he comes back and he moves us here. He reminded me of the scripture in the book of, I believe it's Matthew it is. He says now, he says, you remember, he says, when I'm going to heal the servant's son, he said, and he says now, he said, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. He says, there's unbelief in the land because we cannot see. He says, but I'm going to help the unbelief of my people because I've given them a promise. And as long as they can believe that the promise and hold is there and hold to faith and hold to my unchanging hand, I'm going to establish them and anchor them in the things to come. Why? Simply because I'm God and I do not lie. So no matter how dark the days have been or they will come, because in this year in 2014, we will be tried by the fire and tested and tried. Will come up, but God says that there is a word to be established and there's a word to be carried through that, and that's my word of certainty that I'm going to be your light and I'm going for your dwelling. No matter what's coming and the way it's coming, I shall be the one to bring light and light the path. And so the spirit of barrenness, of strippingness, of poverty, sickness, and disease will not come and play my people and live there, because I've already cursed it according to my word. He says, by his stripes we are healed. He says he would not allow lack and famine in the land to curse us here. There was a famine going on in the land at the time. Nobody could buy, sell, or trade. But God came in and he said, I'm going to bring light in the midst of darkness to establish that I want to do for my people. Why? Simply because I'm God, and if I make a promise, I'm a promise keeper to my people. No one will be able to supersede that I have declared. Why does he say it? He says, because heaven and earth will pass away before his word will ever return void to him. He says, he's not a man lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he'd bring it to pass, and he will never allow his prophets to be a liar. If I have to move heaven and earth and leave nothing in existence but hell, my word is still going to be standing because I formed the world with my word.
Come on.
That's how powerful the word of God is. So he steps back and he reminds us. He says, now I want the people of God to remember. He said, put this in their hearing and put this in their understanding. He says, now Moses meets God. He receives his assignment. He brings along Aaron to speak for him to be a mouthpiece. And the book of Exodus, he's moving here, showing us. Then he declares again with certainty to let my people go. He has to do it. So then he says, I'm still working now to Exodus chapter number 10, 3, 4, 5, and 10. I'm working and working to prove my word that I've established. He says, so he says, when God cries out and the people, and then God's people cry out to him and they lift up their hands, he says, no, he says, never fear. Nothing shall be done. And to the children of Israel, they shall not die because I am their protector. And I am their keeper, and I am the keeper of Israel, neither slumbers nor sleeps. He says, so I'm going to keep you, I'm going to light you, and I'm going to protect you. So I'm going to bring the protection that you need in this season. He says, all I need you to do, watch what he says. He says, when you're there in Goshen, I need you to be in personal relationship with me and corporate worship where you worship me. Daily, daily, I will worship thee, O Lamb of God, who died for me. A daily worship in a communication to God where you're in communication with him, and this is going to bring the protection that we need because he's going to gird you about to protect you, because when you offer up worship, he gives you the protection that you need because you are, hey, he said, because you honor me and you worship me, and I'm looking for somebody that'll worship me. He said, I need these people in relationship. He said, take everything with you and letting you go with your flocks and worship. He says, don't leave anything behind. Take everything you've got in your family with you into worship, into the gates of God, and establish in your tents, in your home place, a place of worship and worship that you offer unto God. And if you can come into relationship and worship with him, he promises a hand of provision, because I need somebody whose heart is stretched towards me with their faith. I need you to come in agreement and worship me, because now we're just not worshiping God for things and provision, but we need his guidance, direction, and protection, because we're walking through a season that we will not be able to see, and we will not be able to walk ahead without his guidance. But he said, if you worship me, I'll light your pathway. If you worship me, I'll stay the hand of the enemy. If you worship me, because I've already given you the best land, I just need you to believe that it's coming. I know that this is a message that God gave me to share, because I'm in a place where I can't see. I don't know if I can go forward, and God tells me I cannot go back. So I said, God, what do you want me to do here? He said, I need you to worship me. I need you to praise me. And I need you to declare with prophetic certainty, no matter what you say, that I am there with you to provide for you, to move the people of God along. Don't pay attention to the darkness, because it's a smoke screen from the hand of the enemy. But we just say it now. I need you to do one thing in this next season. And all I need you to do now is, you're going through this place here, I need you to worship me. I need you to praise me. I need you to celebrate me. And then he says, I need you to become a sacrifice here. The Bible says there, here says, and now you must go, and I believe it's chapter number 25, you must go and give sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. He says, I'm going to take everything in my house, and I even down to the animals, and give them
over to worship as sacrifice. Nothing shall be left because everything has got to be in and moving in this next season. I need your heart. I need your surroundings. I need your sacrificial offerings. But I need a praise in me that knowing that knows in the shadow of everything that if God doesn't do it, if God doesn't move the barrenness, if God doesn't move the darkness, if God doesn't lead and guide us, we cannot move. It is law that says that he'll do it because he's that kind of God. We're seeing everything around us because even in this next season, everything that looks like it's steady is not steady unless God steadies its hands. So if God doesn't keep it up, because just as we saw, God gave me to prophesy many years ago to prophesy about a famine that's coming in the land. God told me the famine is not gone. We will see famine again and we will see things moving. But he said, pay attention to my word and give the people of God this word for me today. To tell them that the famine will not strike the people of God, those that worship me, those that serve me, those that walk with me, that he's putting the hedge of protection around his people. Now prove it, prophet, because I don't want to be the one to prophesy lies, because God holds up every word that I declare. He said, tell the people of God today, according to the book of Exodus chapter number 23, but all of the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. That's the prophetic certainty of God's word. He says, I'm going to light it for my people. I'm going to provide for my people. And God takes care of his own. It's just like you look in the times of people that are connected to clubs and gang members and this and that. Well, we take care of our own, but God said, who can take care of his people better than his people? And I'm their responsibility to take care of. And I should be in connection and covenant with them to do all that I have said that I was going to do. So in the midst of plague, in the midst of what looks like remote darkness and barrenness, God said, now tell the people of God for me, my hand of protection, my hand of provision, my hand of supply, my hand of comfort and covenant and peace shall be upon their life. I'm the one to bring them into the place that I want them to be, a place of covenant, a place of perfect peace. He says, if you keep your mind on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you trust me. He said, if you keep your mind on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace and keep you exempt. I know what it is to worry. I know what it is to cry. But God took me to a word, and he gave me a word. I said, what is the word? He said, in the midst of all you're going through, he said, I shall prophesy. He gives me a word to declare. In the midst of it, he said, declare it like only you can declare it. Declare everything I gave you to declare. I said, God, I have got to do it only the way that you can give me, only the way that you can move me. He said, tell the people. He said, to tell God. He said, to ask me and worship me for the same way I provided in Goshen, the same way I protected you. I will be your protector in this next season. Receive divine protection from the hand of God. God, you'll protect where I live. God, you'll protect my finances. God, you'll protect my health. God, you'll keep me from the plagues of uncertainty of this world. God, I thank you for keeping my mind in perfect peace, keeping me vigilant to pray, to seek you, to bow down before you. God, stay the hand of the enemy. And God, give me grace and mercy, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days ahead. I think I feel him now. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. God, I thank you for a heart to repent and a heart for the people to receive. Bless these, your people. God, give them everything that they need. All that we have needed, thine hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. God, we thank you for your provision. God, lead us, guide us in protection. You, in protection, you said the steps of a good man, a woman, are ordered by the Lord. God, order our steps today like only you can. Lead us, guide us, and protect us like only you can. God, we thank you right now. God, build us like you've never built us before. God, make us better like you certainly you can make us. And God, right now, God, let no word fall to the ground that you have said, Lord God. I prophesy, I speak, and I declare as your servant, your guide, and your prophet, Lord God, do it in the lives of these, your people. God, we're trusting you for a word, God, opening doors that no man can shut. Lord God, guide us like only you can guide us, Lord God. Protect us, Lord God, and lead us. And God, I thank you right now for your love. I thank you for your protection. And God, I thank you for your word. God, simply because you're faithful to do all that you said you would do. And God, we are believing and receiving you for the supernatural miracles that you're going to bring in our lives this year. God, we thank you that the hand of protection will guide us all through the year and that good health, Lord God, will follow us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, right now that your people are coming up spiritually, Lord God, in a mind to pray, a mind to seek you, a mind to serve you, a mind to declare your word because we know your word, Lord God, put reading down in us, Lord God, studying of the word down in us, Lord God, a mind to fast, Lord God, you give us 7 days, we ought to at least give you 1 day, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we've got a mind, Lord God, to pray, a mind to lay prostrate before you, God, a mind to seek you, a mind, Lord God, to know that, Lord God, it's your voice that's leading us, go down that street, don't go down that street, Lord God, discernment working for the saints of God in this season. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that your people are discerning people, a people of fasting, a people of prayer, a people of worship, a people of praise, a people who seek you to know you. God, let us know you like we've never known you before. Lord God, call us back to a place of righteousness, holiness unto God, for without no man shall see us. God, let us be holy unto you, acceptable unto God, and know that, God, your divine provision and, Lord God, protection is upon us right now, spiritually, financially, Lord God, physically, emotionally, Lord God. You're doing for your people that only you can do. Lord God, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh in our lives, Lord God, right now. Lord God, the Jehovah Mekadesh, Lord God, in our lives right now. Lord God, the miracle-working wonder that you are in our lives right now. God, you are faith and you do miracles so great. God, establish miracles, for you are the miracle worker, Lord God. Let us have the faith that we need to believe in this next season and back us up to the place that you would want us to be, Lord God, right now. For you protected your people and you gave them the best of the land. And God, your word today is you said, tell your people, Lord God, though they can't see and they can't move, don't worry, you're going to light it for us. God, I thank you for being tonight today. I thank you for being a guide today. I thank you for being the protection today. And God, I thank you for being the great and merciful God that you are. God, thank you for God, for you are great. And God, you are wonderful. And you thank you, Lord God, right now. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know what you're going to do. But God, all I know is you said you would and you will. God, do it for these, your people. I thank you for the people of God today. God, I thank you, Lord God, for manifested blessings today. And God, I thank you for special miracles. You said that special miracles were wrought at the hand of Paul. God, today we are your modern-day disciples. Lord God, doing the work. Do special miracles in the lives of these, your people. God, I thank you for miracles. I thank you for signs and wonders. And God, I thank you for testimonies coming for that you're going to continue to do in the lives of these, your people. God, I thank you today for showing up for your people. God, I thank you for blessing us like only you can bless us. And I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. God, come and sup with us and meet us and anoint us afresh for this next season. God, all that we need, God, thine hand has provided. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto us. God, you are great and you do miracles so great. God, we need miracles. God, we need signs and wonders. God, we need supernatural increase in provision. And God, nobody can do it but your light of, Lord God. God, your light, your goodness, and your mercy. God, but most of all, we need you. And give us a heart to chase after you, to know you. God, give us a heart, Lord God, to chase after you. God, you said tell them spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, God, that you would do it, that you would lead them in this season. God, you've not never allowed me to be embarrassed.
You
never allowed me to have to repent.
It's
allowing us today to guard your people.
Thank
God,
you.
Humble us and protect us. God, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your greatness. And God, I thank you for doing what you said you'd do in your word. Now, God, touch us. Lord God, touch everybody on this line. Everybody that we do it, Lord God, touch us. For I speak a miracle. I speak a prophet's reward over their life. God, do it like only you can. Cover and protect us, Lord God, today. We need your protection and your provision. And God, you are great God to do all that you said that you would do. And God, I thank you for what's to come. I thank you for what's to come. And God, I thank you that supernatural miracles are coming out of this. Somebody's life will be touched. In Jesus' name we pray. God, we thank you. And we praise you. And we worship you. Simply because you're God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ah, glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that was a word. Glory to God. Thank you, prophetess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know that was a word from God. God always confirm his word. She wasn't on this line yesterday. And matter of fact, glory to God. I was calling for my another cousin to come on today, glory. And I didn't want to bother Prophetess Glover. That's my cousin. We call her Dodie. That's her nickname. And I didn't want to bother her. So I made two calls. No, I made three calls. Glory. I know this was God. This was God today speaking. Y'all better get this one. Glory. Hallelujah. She could have been resting. And I was going to let her rest. I wasn't going to bother. But I called her about, it had to be about 11 o'clock hour time. And I said, hallelujah. I said I didn't have a speaker and I had understood which one of the other ones I talked with had said. And I said, I don't have a speaker, so I'm going to have to wing it today. And she said, come on. I said, you sure, Dodie? I didn't want to bother you. I didn't even ask her. She said, come on and feel it. Hallelujah. I didn't want to bother her. But God wanted to use her today. God wanted her to be encouraged. And God wanted us to hear what does say the Lord. I know when God is speaking. That don't make me no big, great person. But I know one thing. All things work together for the good. It was for her to come on this line and then to say, even though I was hesitant, God already knew that he had given her a word. Amen. And I talked to Dodie about 8-something this morning. Nothing. I didn't say nothing to her about the broadcast, nothing about speaking. But after I made several calls, and the speaker that I had intended for the day, I couldn't get there. And I said, Lord, I'm going to just have to wing it today. We're going to have some testimonies today. Amen. And I'll see who's going to be on the line. But about 11 o'clock, glory, I have gotten on this road. I'm heading home. I finished my assignment there with my granddaughter. And I called Prophetess Glover, and I said, I don't have nobody today. I got the wing, and I'm going to be on the road driving, but the Lord going to make a way. He going to provide. And she said, it was about 1 o'clock her time, or 2 o'clock her time. It was 2 o'clock her time. And she said, I'll be on that floor. Hey, you know, most shy, y'all. And she said, I'm going in here and pray. And I'm going to ask the Lord to give a word for the people today. And I know God gave her that word. Because everything she spoke has been resonating in my spirit for weeks. Hallelujah. She wasn't on the line yesterday. She don't have a clue of what we ministered on yesterday. God is a good God. Woo, Lord, I thank you for that word. He fed us in Goshen. He fed the people of Israel in Goshen. And God going to feed us this year. All we got to do is be obedient. All we have to do is trust him. All we have to do is walk circumspectly before him. God will never fail us. He'll bring us out when we think not. Hey, woo, this girl administered this word today, and she ain't take no long time. She spoke with thus say the Lord, and hey, she moving on. I call a girl because she's a junior under me. I'm a senior citizen, which she called me all the time. But that's all right. God can use anybody. Hey, the prophetess has spoken today. The word, the Holy Ghost has spoken through her today. Take heed, people of God. Take heed. I don't know who's on the line. I'm gonna ask Sister Ruby to open up the line. If there's anybody on this line that needs prayer today, we have a woman of God that has dedicated her life to praying and fasting, and she will minister to you on today for a few more minutes. Hey, glory to God. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We're going to a new number. I haven't seen it. 650-1517.
This was a word. This was a word.
650-1517. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Then we'll come back to you if we're able to. Let's go to Sister Patrice. You was on the line in the beginning. Sister Patrice.
Praise the Lord. That was truly a word that was needed, you know, and I have been feeling that, you know, the things that I've been going through. Sometimes we can attach ourselves to things that are not of God, and we just think, you know, in our own fleshly mind, we think this thing is of God. But as we begin to get into his word and know that what we were talking about, what you were talking about yesterday about obedience, and then with the word that came today, I mean, oh, my God. All I can say is thank you, Lord, that he has saved me from so much. I mean, so much. Can I just thank God? I really do. Right now, I was in a relationship. I could have got AIDS, you know, doing everything against what he, you know, what he teaches, what's in his word. I was going against it. And, you know, and I was making it all right. I was using his word in certain ways. Well, you know, God understands, you know, but it's not his word, it's his word. And, you know, I thank God for his grace. You know, it's sufficient. I just thank God for who he is. I thank God for Jesus, you know, because if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be able to sit here and say that there's no condemnation known unto me. And, you know, there's things that I wouldn't be able to do if it wasn't for Jesus. So I'm just grateful right now for you, prophetess, and for evangelists. Again, I just say, oh, my God, I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord that you all just pray my strength in the Lord. I thank
bless
you, Jesus.
If you have anything you'd like to say to the people, you can say it at any time. Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. We have another Nation. Quite a few callers on the line, and we have another new number that I don't recognize. Maybe so. Area code 334-1156.
That's Jackie.
Oh.
Pastor Jackie. Pastor Macklemore.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just want to say I really enjoyed the word that I've heard today, and just want to encourage the people of God to hang on. Not only be hearers of the word of God, but let us be doers of the word of God. For God surely has declared blessings, has declared peace, has declared love, joy, kindness over his people. Now because he has declared it over us, therefore we must go and declare it over someone else. I thank God for the word, because the word Goshen has stood out in my spirit all day long. As a matter of fact, I was going to minister concerning Goshen. But I declare, and I declare for those that are on this line, that we will have Goshen in our lives. We declare Goshen. God has already declared it over his people. So what God declares, we declare, and we'll stand and receive and have just what we say. God bless you today.
Ah, Jesus. Woo, God, a double word, a double. God said double this year. That's what he spoke in my spirit, double. Hallelujah, that is Prophetess Glover's aunt, Pastor Jacqueline Macklemore of Kingland and Forces Ministries there in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you, cousin. I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate that word. Hey, glory.
Thank you,
Lord. We got to have Jackie to come on the line to speak for us. She's been on once with her, but God going to bless her and open up a day where she can come on and minister, maybe do a two-day teaching, a seminar. You're talking about another awesome, anointed, powerful. She's a prophetess in her own right, too. Hey, glory of God. Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to Sister Verona.
Hey.
Everybody, please hold on because we have quite a few callers.
Hey, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I tell you, my spirit is leaping within me. I thank God today. I just thank God today that I was obedient to him. I thank God for being the head of my life, for giving me the mind to submit to him to be that. First off, I'm going to declare and decree that today. I thank God for my cousin, Pastor Bernard. I encourage you today to just continually to do what you're doing. And I just thank God for this word, this rich word. There's a lot. I'm going to hold myself because it's a whole lot I can say. These are all part of my family that is speaking. And we're not talking on a regular basis, but I'm going to say this today. And I'm not saying this because they are who they are. I'm saying this because God is who he is, and I know the voice of God, just like Adrian said, but that does not make me anyone special.
All right.
But God has spoken today. God has spoken today, and I know you won't be made ashamed. I'm going to say this. I just was in my spirit earlier speaking to one of my sisters, and I asked them, we were talking, and we went back, and I'm going to say this quickly. My grandmother always had me read 91st Division of Psalms. And I'm going to end this on this. I asked her the question. I quoted the word says, 91st Division says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The question I asked her is, where is the secret place? And you know what? I got my answer today. I've been getting my answer for weeks now. I know the secret place. The secret place is in the Word of God. And that's why I say I know this was God speaking, because you came out of the volume of the book.
Lord, mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you. I bless you all. I just thank the Lord today.
Thank
I'm done because it's not no more to be said. I mean, I can't. I can't. I'm full.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Bless His holy name. Lord.
That was a rich word. It was a word from God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word of God.
Sister Verona, we're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis. Please hang on. We have quite a few more to get to.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon.
Oh, God bless.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. I truly have been blessed by the word. I thank God for this broadcast, and I just thank God for the word on today. And God bless you all. Thank God for the woman of God bringing forth the word. God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. Thank God.
Minister Democrat, hold on. Sister Shaw, I think this Sister Shaw, I think that's her number. Okay, then we're going to.
Hello.
Yes, your line is open. It's Sister Shaw.
God bless everyone. Happy New Year, all the leaders and ministers on the line. In this new year, I'm just trying to stay strong. I experienced a little church hurt at the end of the year, so now I'm just trying to really strengthen back up and power up again in God. I was in a season of all of us with the Lord. Obedience was everything, and I'm still trying to abide by the word and study and stay strong and fast and pray. But I just really need prayer of where the Lord want me to be grounded. When I get into these churches, there's so much flesh in the church that we start to serve man and not God. And the Lord shows me this clearly, and it just brings hurt. And just I'm just asking for prayer for myself and my children in this season. God bless everyone on the line.
Can I say something? Can you hear me, Pastor Adrian?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Donna Shaw.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord, Sister Shaw. You were the last speaker or caller that was speaking. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, woman of God.
Okay, good. I want to thank you. I just want to say this to you and share this, and I hope it'll be an encouragement to you as you go. God already, he knows and he's seen all of that you've been through in church, and that has hurt you. And I've experienced a lot of that myself, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But I want you to try to do this as you move into this new year, as you go and prosper. In the church that you're going, you would do two things. If you would focus centrally on God and go into the house, if you visit churches, as you're looking for a different place, just focus on him and be led by God. Don't look at anything or anybody else. Just keep your mind stayed on God, and God's going to lead you, guide you, and protect you. He's going to protect your heart as you go, because no matter how it looks, he says, leave all of that there and don't worry about what happened prior to now. If you just stay focused in this season right here, the Bible said they were healed as they went. I'm done. He said they were healed as they went.
Glory to God.
So you watch God heal you as you go, and your life is going to be the better for it, and he's going to use it as a testimony.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Glory to God.
We're going to Sister Kim. If you can answer, Sister Kim.
Thank you, God.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for today. I got on late and I missed everything that was said except for the prayer, but I will be going back in the archives to listen But the prayer that was prayed was just truly beautiful, and I can just feel the woman of God have a love for her God's people, and that, you know, gave my spirit some uplifting because I've been down today. One of my coworkers died this morning, and I've just been kind of sad for the family, but I just know that we all will go that way one day, and we just trust God that we would all meet again one day. So I just thank God for being able to get home. And God bless you all. Thank God for you.
So much, Sister Kim. We called you before, and a lot of times you've been on your job and you can't say anything, but we thank God for you being on today. Okay, we're going, Minister Democrat, I'm coming to you almost the end, but I'm going to Sister Albertine. Sister Albertine.
Hello. Prophetess, woman of God, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and all the callers, that message was very powerful and right on time, and I receive it. And I thank you so much, Prophetess, for that word today. I'm sorry, I'm just a little under the weather. I'm kind of have a little bit of a cold, so my voice is kind of gone. But and I thank you for that beautiful prayer. And I ask you just to keep me in prayer, and I'm asking God to do some things this year for my films and other things. So just, if you can, just keep me in prayer. And thank you for that word of encouragement. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, sister. And hope the Lord know he's going to heal. No, hey, we're going to so much, Minister Liberal Democrat. We're coming, and you're so patient, so I know that you will handle it. Minister Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Woman of God, that was from God. You hear me? Amen, amen. The prophecy's been coming on this line about how God is going to blow the four winds and, amen, again, and stir up these gifts inside of us, amen to God. And we were talking about that just the other night with the woman of God, amen to God, about 2014, God is going to just, you know, command these blessings. And she was speaking into my life when she was praying and prophesying over me, amen, when Evangelist Bernard was doing that. And then a woman of God said on this line a few seconds ago about Goshen. And one thing about Goshen, and I just wanted to say this real briefly about Goshen. The Pharaoh assigned Goshen to Joseph's family when they entered Egypt. And Egypt was symbolical to sin and to drama and stuff. And if his whole family, after his whole family got into the drama, then they was assigned Goshen, which was a great land. Amen. So if your whole family is in drama right now, amen, God is doing something right now, bring us into a place where he can bless your whole family. Hallelujah. Amen. So just be encouraged. Like, this was of the Lord, this whole message, this whole season of messages that's going through right now. I receive it, woman of God. I seen the weather on TV, too, about how it was, like, freezing all over the land and people couldn't move. But like you said, amen to God, but God is still moving. Sometimes he got to freeze us to get them to listen to him. So if y'all listen to this word of God and go back in the archives and listen to this message, amen to God, when stuff is frozen around you, amen to God, God is going to show you something from this message. Amen. You were supposed to hear this for a reason today. So, woman of God, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. Keep letting God use you. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Thank you, God. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Minister Liberal Democrat, for being so patient on the book. And we have one more number just came on. I don't see it in my book. Area code 216-0072.
That's Sister Stephanie. Lord.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I said you was on earlier. Go ahead, Sister Stephanie.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I was, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just listening. I was on early, then I got a call, then I had to get off, and I just chimed back in. But what I did catch is something that Liberal Democrat just said about how God has to freeze us up so we can hear what he said. And I just was thinking that I think that was the reason why I had took ill New Year's Day, and it was like I had this migraine, real bad migraine headache, but it froze me up. Well, I really couldn't do anything. And once I began to able to see, look clear, and hear the results from the doctor, they couldn't find anything from doing a CAT scan. Then they wanted to tap my spine. and they still couldn't come up with a reason for my pressure being up because I don't have high blood pressure, and this migraine that had me incapacitated. I was immobile. I couldn't do anything. And then I reminded, God reminded me, you got away from my word. So I had to get you where you can listen again, you know, and once I began to listen again, and you know, there was just some drama with my children going on, and I was able to talk to them. I said, you know what, if I did get sick to the point that I could have died, you know, because my pressure was so high, I could have had a stroke. I said, and you guys are feuding. I said, you know, we're going to pray about this and let God get the glory out of bringing peace among y'all. You know, each one of y'all love me, and I love y'all. I say, but if something happened, y'all will have to come here and get your twin, my twin daughters. You know, they're under 18. You know, and I was able to witness to them, and we just began to pray in the spirit. So I thank God, and when I went to bed that night, I said, if I had to get sick and have that migraine headache over again and be able to come out and have the opportunity to witness to my kids and bring peace between them, God, let it happen again, because we never know. I didn't know what was going on, but just hearing him say that, God, sometimes God had to freeze you up because there's some drama going on, so to get us to listen, and I thank God that they were receptive, and that's all I have to say. So
that's
all I have to say.
Amen. If there's nobody else, we'll hear from Sister Ruby, and then we're going to come back to our speaker.
Oh, praise the Lord, Evangel. I was looking to see, did anybody have a response for Ms. Stephanie, Theodore Glover, Pat Prophetess? Nobody? Okay.
What? What did you say, Sister Ruby?
What did anybody have a response for, Sister Stephanie?
A response for who?
She said she was sick and going, you know, back and forth, and she was praying. Stephanie from Florida.
Okay, she said she was sick, but she healed. I didn't hear her say she's sick now.
Okay, well, God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's a blessing. The word is a blessing. Prophetess Theodore Glover, I mean, it just, the Lord have you still to know that if it ain't no light, it's light, if you can't see or not think or see, the Lord is with you. And it just was a blessed Rhema word from heaven, truly anointed. And I receive it, and I'm a walk in it, and I'm a pray that the Lord continue on me to be in this word more, and it's applied to my heart. So we just thank the Lord for you coming on today, and may God bless you and give back into your spirit what you have poured out to us today. God bless you. Back in your hands, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, I'm just full. I'm so full. Amen. God always confirm his word, and we don't know. Sometimes we worry and fret, Lord, how this going to go? How that's going to go? But this day was already ordained by God. God already know when we wake up in the morning what our day is going to be. We don't know it, but God knows. I'm just so full today just to hear Prophetess Glover be used mightily as God used her today. Even in the midst of our tests, even in the midst of our trials, do you know God can still use you? Ah, glory to God. And I'm just, my soul is rejoicing. I'm happy that God used her today, because as she ministered to us, she was also being strengthened. And I'm encouraged just to see my family on the line, see Pastor Jackie on the line, and hear Roni on the line. You know, God always fulfills his promises. He'll always bring everything back full circle. So, you know, I talk to Dodie more than anybody in my family. I talk to her more than I talk to my sisters, more than I even talk to my grandchildren. Because, you know, you can't even talk to these kids. You know, they have such a stank attitude. all the time, and I can't understand it. You know, but, you know, it is what it is, and we know we're in the end time, and truly the scriptures are being fulfilled every day. But I talk to Dodie more than I talk to anybody in my family, and she encourages me, and, you know, she pray with me, she fast with me, amen. So I really thank God for her, and I just want to say to her today, that God used her today to speak his word to his people. And even in that, God has strengthened her. And I could feel the strength coming as she spoke so mightily. A part of me was laughing because I knew it was God. Glory to God. Sometimes we have our days already planned out, and we have our agenda already set. But God always take you a different way. Amen. So I was trying to get a little bit down myself. I said, Lord, now I can't reach nobody today. Amen. And the person that I thought was going to speak today, it wasn't to be. But God worked that thing out. And glory to God. And we all were blessed by this word today. So, Prophetess Glover, I just want to say to you to be encouraged, because as you minister to us about Goshen, just know that you're already in Goshen, and God is going to feed you. He's going to clothe you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to open up doors for you. He's going to make ways for you. Hallelujah, because you were obedient. You were obedient, and I didn't have to twist your arm. Usually when I call on Dodie, she'll say, I got so much going on. She said, and she's a woman that studies. So she want to be prepared. But God didn't have her. God already knew what he was going to speak today. So he didn't have her to go do no researching. He didn't have her to do no in-depth studying. He said, I'm going to put that word in your belly. And he said, I'm going to give you what to speak. And that's what he did. That was the Holy Ghost today. That surely was not Dodie. Hey, glory to God. Because she want an exegesis and eisegesis. But God said, I'm an exegesis this thing today. I'm an eisegesis this thing today. And guess what? It's going to be spoken. Every word spoken is going to be what I have put in your mouth today. So I'm full. So I'm going to go back to our speaker and thank her for coming on and thank her for being obedient, thank her for making the sacrifice to come and be a blessing to God's people. So it's back into your hands, Prophetess Glover.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to just say a couple of quick things and I'm going to move. I don't know if the pastor Democrat, is he on the line? God's going to speak to him.
Be on the line, Sister Ruby.
Amen. Not pastor, but your brother, but God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay. All right, then. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to share this with you, and then also I'm going to share something with the young lady who said she was sick. But I wanted to say this to you specifically because God was speaking to me in my spirit as you were talking, and I didn't even know you were still there. But the Lord told The Lord told me to tell you that not get ready. You know, commonly people will prophesy, get ready, get ready, get ready. But God just told me to tell you this right here. He's getting ready to open new doors and shut doors that were in your ministry before. And whatever reason they were shut new, God told me to tell you he's getting ready to open them
back
up.
Holy Ghost.
And so prepare and know that the turnaround and the change is coming for you.
Mm.
And he's going to give you the fortitude and the wherewithal to be able to go back and be olive branch and the bridge builder and testimony of God's restoration, power, and glory. And it's going to rest. And he says that there's a new depth of glory that he's going to put on your life to minister the gospel to people as you crisscross and you move. And what was intended to be lost, as God said, he's going to give you gain because he's going to give you correction, Goshen, to do, and there's a flow that's coming to your life.
Hallelujah,
there's a rain that's coming, and the
residue
of His glory will come into your life. He said, He said to me, He said, 7 days down in fasting and prayer. He said He's going to raise you to a different level of anointing higher. God said, down. And as you seek His face and go down, He says the oil of the glory of God is going to rest, but a new rain of His glory is coming upon your life. Because He's going to use you. And He said, don't worry. He said, don't even look back and don't even worry about who shut the doors. God said, He's going to take care of that too.
God. All right, Holy Ghost. I receive that.
I said, the Lord God Himself speaks that word over your life, sir. You see, you watch Him. You watch Him do
it. I receive it, Holy Ghost.
Literally. God said He's going to change it by the hand and the wind of God, and the power of God is going to open, and it's going to rest over your life, and you're going to see the fruit of it
Glory, 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 Jesus.
You're going to see the fruit of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, God.
I receive it, God. Hallelujah, Lord. God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it, God.
Who was on the phone? Who was sick? Who is that lady?
Oh,
is
that's
she there?
Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie?
Okay, Sister Ruby, good. Thank you, dear.
Yeah, Sister Stephanie, your line is open. Prophetess Glover wanted to say something to you.
I'm listening.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord, sis. I don't know
y'all. Praise the Lord.
Good. The Lord told me to tell you this, sis. He says, take His word, and He says, you saturate your mind and your spirit with His word in this season. God's going to heal, He's going to deliver, and He's going to set free. The hand of the enemy will not be able to rest in your body, over your life and in your house. But God said, take His word and go down deeper. It used to be an old sanctified song that used to say, take me down deeper, deeper in the word of God that came up in my spirit while I was talking to you. The old sanctified mothers used to sing it. They used to just break out in church singing that song. I want to go deeper, 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 deeper in the word of God. God said, everything that you need in this next season is going to be found in His word, and He's going to take you into the secret places, into the deep places, but you've got to be willing to go, and you watch the hand of God continue to change your life and transform your life into all that you desire it to be, because your heart is with God. But the Spirit of the Lord says you've been stagnated by things and just distracted more than anything, but God says He's going to perform His will in your life. If you're obedient, He said, if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. And it's God's good pleasure to give you the good of the land. That's how much He loves you. But God said, come into a place where you worship Him, where you know Him and walk with Him, and you watch Him do special miracles.
Okay.
That's the word of the Lord. And He loves you that much, sis. He loves us just that much to call us into a place with Him, and you watch God do great things in your life.
Thank you. I receive it, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right,
and
God,
you're so right. You're so right. Thank you.
Thank you. And I only can say what He gives me, and God speaks it, and He gives us a blessing to it. I want to say something to the to Mother Ruby. I want to say something to her. Well, as you were talking, Mother Ruby, God put this in my spirit. He said, thank Him every day for continued healing in your body, divine healing in your body. God says He's going to keep your body strong. He's going to strengthen you for the run in this next season. But give Him praise, give Him honor, and give Him glory. For God says, with long life shall He satisfy you. I don't know why He said it to me. All I do is say what He says. But He spoke that in my spirit. But He says, thank Him every day and watch Him strengthen your body for the days of this time that He will give you, and God will do it. He says that He will strengthen. He said, with long life shall I satisfy thee. Praise Him for long life and good health and all that He will do. But God says He's going to undergird your body, and He's going to strengthen you with health and strengthen your body. Long life prophesied and speak it over your body as you go, and you watch God do great things.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it, prophetess. Thank you, Lord.
He's gonna keep you. He's gonna keep you. And God spoke that in my spirit, and I declared and decreed, and I'm going to be praying for that, that God will keep you healthy and wealthy and strong to do the great things he's called you to do.
Thank you. I receive it. God bless. Thank you.
God bless. God, I thank you for today. I thank you for your people, and may God continue to richly bless the people of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you, Prophetess Dawn, but don't be a stranger. We thank God for him just using you today, and we ask God to continue to pour out his blessings upon you and all of your endeavors for this new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Evangelist Bernard, we got Prophetess Michael Davis on, just came on the line.
Okay, he's come to say something if you like.
I'm going to open the line. Prophetess Davis, Michael Davis.
Yes. God bless you, Sister Ruby. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I heard a portion of the message. I'm at work, but of that which I heard regarding Goshen, I know it's a word of the Lord, for God shall surely favor his people, and he shall surely do all that he has promised that he would do, because all of the promises in God are yea and amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Prophetess.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I want to say God bless all of you all tomorrow. Dr. Winston Singleton will be ministering for us, and Thursday, Prophet Michael Davis will be ministering. So we invite you to tune in, amen, and share this blessing. This is a gift that God has given us to be able to hear a word from the Lord each and every day. So share this gift with your family and your friends and invite them to come on for encouragement. We need encouragement. Amen. Every day we need to be encouraged as we encourage others. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all. Again, once again, thank God for Prophetess Glover, Sister Ruby, and everyone that came on the broadcast. I call him Macklemore. We got to have Jackie on here. I tell you, you're talking about an anointed, powerful, another powerful woman of God. So we thank God for her tuning in with us today, and each and every one of you all. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. We have a powerhouse tomorrow, Dr. Winston Singleton, and another powerhouse on Thursday, Prophet Michael Davis. You don't want to miss the rest of this week. And on Friday, we'll have Provoke Fridays with our life coach, Pastor Edward Hamilton. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God.
God bless you. So we're going to go out with Shift in the Atmosphere.
The world.
that was Shifting the Atmosphere by James Nelson. God bless. We hope to pray to see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Great lineup. Tune in early so you can get there and hear the word. God bless.